This audio narrative is copyright of motherslust.com. This story is 100% fiction. All characters are over the age of 18.
Sabrina waited for Brian to bring Vicky home with him again, but he seemed to evade that. For the next 2 days, he fucked her almost constantly, as if his cock could not get enough of her. Now that she had discovered the ecstasy of taking a cock into her asshole, Sabrina urged her son to fuck her up the ass frequently. She enjoyed it as much as she did in her cunt or in her mouth. She wondered if she was becoming completely insatiable and grinned to herself as she nodded in agreement with the thought. Now, not only did her cunt pulsate with liquid heat for her son's cock, but her asshole was always puckering up, ready for his prick anytime her son felt the urge to plug into it. Sabrina could hardly keep her hands off her son, much to his delight. Brian had never mentioned Vicky since the night she had squatted over his cock, fucking him with her asshole. But Sabrina was anxious to try taking a cock into her cunt and a dildo in her asshole simultaneously. One afternoon, she and her son went for a drive. No place in particular, but just to get out of the house for a while. Sabrina drove about the countryside and was surprised to find a place almost like the one in her dreams. She pulled to the side of the road and stopped, looking about. It was so close to her dreams. She felt excitement bubbling between her thighs. Not that she wanted her son to place her before a group of mothers and sons, make her strip and watch them fucking. She was excited because it came to her that it would be fun to fuck out there in the open, with the sun beating down on their bodies. She turned to her son, crooking her right knee on the seat. Her skirt hiked past her thigh. Brian saw the shadow of his mother's cunt hair.